This is CPR News. I'm Sina Sieg in Grand Junction. An arbiter has ruled in favor of the Colorado Springs Philharmonic in a contract dispute with its musicians. Here's CPR arts and culture reporter Monica Castillo with the latest update.
Roberto Montoya comes from Race Forward, a large racial justice organization. Colorado has a goal to boost its Latino post-secondary graduation rate from 29% to 66% by 2025. It has the same goal for black students. Currently, 39% graduate from college. Montoya began his career as a diversity recruiter for Colorado Mesa University. He's worked in enrollment at Regis University and more recently as an instructor at the University of Colorado Denver. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
And that was audio for Colorado hiring its first ever chief educational officer. That was about the man who will help colleges and universities try to erase persistent equity gaps in college enrollment and in completion rates. That story was from Jenny Brandine. And what we're going to hear now is about an arbiter that has ruled in favor of the Colorado Springs Philharmonic in a contract dispute with its musicians. Here's an update from Monica Castillo.
The ruling found the management of the Colorado Springs Philharmonic did not unjustly cancel its contract with the musicians' union last year. Officials said at the time that they needed to cancel it due to the unforeseen nature of the pandemic. Now, both sides will have to return to the mediation table in mid-August to try and find common ground on a new contract before musicians will play again. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Across Colorado today, more smoky skies. For Denver, look for highs in the mid-90s today. For Vail and many mountain areas, the lower 80s. Right now in Arvada, it's 60 degrees, Grand Junction, 59, Ouray, 57. You're listening to CPR News. You can find us online at cpr.org. It's 7:06.